now on board Planola is no longer fit for purpose and needs to be scrapped, according to a government minister. Junior Minister Niall Collins says the National Planning Authority is now contributing to the housing crisis. The Fianna Fáil TD says the state agency misses every one of its deadlines and is a barrier to progress and development.
On board Planola, as it's currently constituted, regularly and continuously misses its own self-imposed deadlines. It's leading to cost inflation in terms of building projects. It's leading to delayed projects, both people's primary residences, their homes, housing estates. It's impacting negatively on our housing delivery programme.
Now, with us is independent councillor for Wicklow, Tom Fortune. And Tom, it sounds like you agree with Niall Collins, or he agrees with you.
Good morning, Declan. I don't know which way it is, Declan, but I have actually spoken about this before in the council chamber. I've raised it on a number of occasions. I think it's the Bord Pleanála, as currently structured, is really not fit for purpose. It's one of these quangos. I mean, the definition of a quango is an arm's length organisation funded by government but not run by government. But then you have to ask the question about how they're set up, the way they're set up, who sets them up. What's the rationale for the construction of the board, for example? My experience of the board is that they make decisions on a lot of occasions that are not community friendly. Sometimes there's a public inquiry into certain developments, and an inspector will do a report, and the report is can be totally ignored. And I have an experience of that as well. As I say, in recent times you had these SHD developments, strategic housing developments, and really and truly, I don't know what thought process went into them, but they weren't to the benefit of communities.
The community. Yeah. I mean, the green fields that were there at the beginning before, say, housing developments were done, probably wasn't in the interest of the community of building houses on green fields. And then the houses were built, people lived in them, and the very people who live in these houses then start objecting to the neighbouring field being built on as well. And suddenly the community is objecting to housing, even though, you know,
I know
it was a green field to begin with.
But I know that can happen, but at the end of the day...
It does happen.
Yeah, it does happen, but at the end of the day, when the planning authority are making a decision, they make a decision based on planning. And just because somebody objects, if you or I object to something going on, it doesn't follow that the planning authority will say, yes, we're going to accept all that. They don't. And the point I'm talking about a bigger picture here. I'm talking about an organisation that I just think has... outlived its usefulness. And I mean, if you look at the way, if I put this in context, Declan, where I'm coming from with this, and I won't get into this topic with you, but I've been very exercised in recent times about the undermining of public representatives at a local level. And because of that, I've done a fair bit of research into how the system works and what the structures are. And the amount of quangos that every department has right across the board is phenomenal. And I think we're way past the time now when we need to look at how these organisations are structured, how they're put together, what's the rationale for Mary or Joe to be on that, what's the skill sets, what's the bottom line, is it independent, is it transparent? And I don't believe for one second that Bord Pleanála, as it's currently set up, is structured. And where I would differ from what the government are saying at the moment, I just think they're skimming around the edges. There's no point doing a cosmetic exercise on Bord Pleanála and everything carries on as is. I think as an organisation it should be totally got rid of, basically. I believe the local authorities can do a much better job, and by making some tweaks at local authority level and putting some other, say, controls in place, I think the local authority is the best vehicle for planning.
But to be nothing built.
I don't know. That's not true. I don't think that's not true at all.
There's a huge housing shortage, and NIMBYism would be alive and well. Need somebody just to say, hold on a second, you know, you just don't want people near you. So, you know, we'll object and we expected.
Declan, I don't subscribe to that personally anyway, and that's not the case at all. The big problem with housing, in fact, is at national level, where if a housing scheme there is, for example, there's a housing scheme going into Kakul where I live myself, and there's a similar site in Greystones that will be developed, but it takes it takes four and a half years to get from A to B or C or D. And that's not, and I can tell you for a fact, that is not the local authority's fault. That is the department looking for reports, looking for costings, looking for this, looking for that, instead of speeding the whole thing up. And all this quango system contributes to that. There's departments of housing, there's departments of everything you can think of. And all it's doing is delaying things. And at the end of the day, I'm a little bit cynical about, say, government ministers and opposition TDs and people talking about it, because they're in the dole, and that's where these decisions need to be sorted out. And the local authority at the end of the day is also a quango of the Department of the Environment. So basically, their master is the department.
So who should make the final decision on planning?
I think having having sat through it for a long number of years at this stage and listened to all the different things and sat through public inquiries and different things, I believe that the local authority should, say in the County of Wicklow, should be the authority for all planning.
Okay, and what input should councillors have?
But not just as easy as that, but there would need to be changes done in how the planning system works in a county to make it more transparent and more community orientated as well. What happened over a number of years, Declan, housing has become now a political football, and that's what's going on. You have the opposition putting pressure on the government are trying to react, and it's all about short-termism. There's no strategic thinking going into any of this, and I'm absolutely, as a public rep, totally frustrated with the lack of strategic thinking that's going into things. They're putting in developments and they're not even putting in infrastructure. There's no discussion of infrastructure. There's no schools.
I can absolutely agree with you, but you're moving along.
All right, okay.
In the discussion about it. Who should make the decision finally? And you said Wicklow County Council. I want to ask you, what about councillors? Because a councillor who's looking over his shoulder at votes will, you know, put up a serious objection to various developments.
I would put to you, Declan, that the biggest problem in that area is at national level. The decisions being made at national level at the moment and being pushed down the line is being driven by votes. That's the reality.
Bord Pranála was supposed to get away from that. So if you have Bord Pranála, which doesn't rely on the local TD and the local councillor making a decision, popular or not, maybe, as you say, reform of Bord Pranála and leave out political interference.
No, but it's what's inferred in your statement there now is that the Bord Pranála are totally independent and totally transparent. I don't believe they are. I believe it's the very opposite. I believe the way Bord Pranála is structured and the way it's made up and the way the board's constructed is totally against fairness and proper development and everything that goes with it. I'll say to you again, I believe it's time to make a lot of changes, and the change should be that the local authorities are the decision makers, but in order to put that in place, there would have to be some better ground rules put in place to make sure it's done properly.
Okay, so a reformed Bord Pranála. Now, there's the Remy Farrell report. It was pretty narrow in its discussion, but the report from Remy Farrell has gone off now to the Director of Public Prosecutions and even the Gardaí, so should we not be waiting to hear what they say?
I think that's a very, very serious issue, and if it's going into the legal system, obviously we can't probably talk about it too much. But I think it's just another example of why Bord Pranála really isn't fit for purpose. I mean, if you read all the background to what you've just raised, I mean, it's absolutely scandalous. And you have no chance.
It appears to be, but we wait and see what the report hopefully will be made public, but also what those particular bodies look at it. Mm. So your contention is anyway, get rid of Bord Pranála or reform it.
No, I think the reforming of it would mean a whole room.
Okay,
branch.
Replaced.
Maybe replaced with a different entity, perhaps. But I believe it's time that the local authority model was looked at in a different way, and the structures put into
without councillors' input.
No, I can just speak for myself, Declan, as a councillor, and I look at everything that's put to me as a democratic elected councillor. I look at it very objectively. I look at it in the interest of the communities I represent. And that's the way I behave.
Okay.
And to be fair now, that's the way most of my colleagues behave as well.
I don't doubt it as well, but there might be a temptation in other parts of the country. All right, Independent Councillor Tom Fortune. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Declan. Thank you.